Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here. Welcome back to Clarity Firth, where we dive into the world of Stoic wisdom and learn how to laser focus our minds on what truly matters. Today, we're tackling a topic that's near and dear to my heart boundaries. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, giving, giving without much coming back? You know that feeling when your to-do list is overflowing, your inbox is exploding, and your social calendar feels more like a marathon than a leisurely stroll? Well, friends, it's time we talk about creating healthy boundaries for our mental well-being. Because let's be real, saying yes to everything can feel like the path of least resistance, right? But here's the thing. When we don't set clear boundaries, we risk burnout, resentment, and ultimately, a diminished sense of self. Think of boundaries as the fences around your emotional garden. They protect your precious space, allowing you to nurture what matters most: your peace, your passions, and your well-being. So, how do we build these mental fortresses? Here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you create a life with more clarity, focus, and yes, even joy. First, recognize your needs. This might sound basic, but it's crucial. Take some time to reflect on what truly energizes you, what drains you, and what brings you fulfillment. What are your values? What non-negotiables do you have in life? Once you know what matters most, you can start setting boundaries that align with those needs. Second, learn to say no. This is where things get tricky for many of us, but trust me, saying no is a powerful act of self-respect. You don't have to justify your reasons every time. A simple "I appreciate the offer, but I'm not able to commit right now" can work wonders. Remember, you're not obligated to please everyone, and protecting your energy is essential. Third, communicate clearly and respectfully. When setting boundaries, be direct and honest about your needs. Use as statements instead of blaming others. For example, instead of saying "you always interrupt me," try "I feel unheard when I'm interrupted." Could we please allow each other to finish our thoughts? Fourth, be consistent. This is where the rubber meets the road. Consistency reinforces your boundaries and teaches others how to respect them. It might be tempting to bend the rules sometimes, but sticking to your guidelines shows you're serious about your well-being. Finally, practice self-care. Remember, setting boundaries isn't selfish. It's essential for taking care of yourself. Make time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's reading a good book, going for a walk in nature, or simply enjoying a quiet cup of tea, prioritize self-care as a way to recharge and maintain your mental well-being. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. It's Friday afternoon. You're heading out after work, excited for a weekend getaway. You've already planned a cozy evening with friends, but suddenly, your boss calls, asking you to work late on a project that could have been handled earlier in the week. You feel the familiar tug of obligation, that urge to say yes, even though it means sacrificing your precious free time. But wait. Remember those boundaries we talked about? You take a deep breath, and with newfound clarity, you say, "Thank you for thinking of me, but I've already made plans for the evening. I'm happy to help out on Monday morning." See that? That's the power of setting healthy boundaries. It's not about being rude or dismissive. It's about honoring your commitments and protecting your time and energy. So remember these key takeaways. Recognize your needs, learn to say no, communicate clearly and respectfully, be consistent, and practice self-care. By taking these steps, you can create a life where you feel more fulfilled, energized, and in control. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some boundary challenges you faced? What strategies have worked for you? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and tell a friend about Clarity First. Until next time, stay focused, stay mindful, and remember, your well-being is worth it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.